The Reds lost to the LA Dodgers on Sunday afternoon, final score 8-5, and with the loss, Cincinnati has now lost 8 straight series. Wade Miley really struggled on the mound, giving up 6 earned runs on 9 hits in just 3 innings of work. 3 of those, by the way, left the ballpark. It was a big game for the newest Red, TJ Friedl, who hit a pinch-hit home run in the 6th. He also singled and scored in the 8th. Joey Votto hit his 31st home run of the season in the bottom of the 9th. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Cowboys, certainly a very tough ball game for the Reds today, and Clayton Kershaw, he had a feeling he might be pretty good for the Reds. I certainly didn't anticipate another tough outing from Wade Miley, but that is certainly the case. Wade Miley surrenders 6 runs when it's all said and done across 3 innings.
Well, I think when you're playing high caliber ball clubs, you're not going to get away with very many mistakes. You may get away with them against a lesser club, but against a Dodger team that is really chasing the division and playing all the way, they may all play all the way to their last day trying to win the National League West. They're locked in, and if you make some mistakes, they are going to capitalize, and indeed they did.
The Reds certainly fought back. The bullpen, for the most part, did a good job until things kind of just fell apart there at the end with Jeff Hoffman on the mound, and part of that for Hoffman. Now, it was compounded by a defensive miscue, but I think it was exacerbated by a bases-loaded walk.
Yeah, I think when you're coming in last night, he was awfully good. He threw a lot of strikes. He was very aggressive. And at that point, we talked about the fact that he had had 15 days off since he'd pitched last. I understand that you work out of the bullpen, but when you had that much time off and then you go out to pitch, that length really, it makes you awfully sore. And you could tell today he was not nearly the same aggression within the strike zone, whether it was whatever the difference was, he was not anywhere near the same pitcher that we saw last night.
Now to the highlights. The Dodgers put a runner on base in the 1st against Wade Miley but couldn't score. That changed in the top of the 2nd. Corey Seager singled to begin things, but he was picked off first base. Will Smith was the next batter, and he quickly made it 1-0.
This ball's hit high into the air and deep to left field. Aquino going back on the warning track. He's at the wall, looks up. It is gone into the first row. Will Smith finds it out of here. His 25th home run of the year, 1-0 Dodgers.
Chris Taylor then singled, and that brought Gavin Lux to the plate.
Deep, deep trouble.
This ball scorched to the right center field gap. Castellanos on the run. He turns and looks. It's gone. A 2-run home run for Gavin Lux. It is 3-0 Dodgers.
That was the 4th straight hit of the inning. After 2 were gone, Mookie Betts also singled, but he was stranded at first base. In the bottom of the 3rd, L.A. took Miley deep again. With 1 out, Albert Pujols walked. Next up was Corey Seager.
And the pitch to the plate, and he hits this one high and deep and long and gone. 3rd home run of the day for the Dodgers. Seager has seen 2 pitches today, a bullet to right and a homer into the seats, and it's 5-0 Dodgers.
Then with 2 outs, Chris Taylor doubled and Gavin Lux brought him home.
Ground ball to the right side. That's a base hit past the diving India. Here comes Taylor. He will score, and Gavin Lux is killing the Reds in this series.
Miley finally got out of the inning, and his day was done. 3 innings pitched, 9 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned, a walk, 2 strikeouts, 3 home runs, 64 pitches, 41 4 strikes. The Reds, on the other hand, went out in order against Clayton Kershaw in the 1st. Tyler Stevenson singled in the 2nd, but Eugenio Suarez hit into a double play. Tucker Barnhart singled in the 3rd, but he was stranded. The Reds finally crossed the plate against Kershaw in the bottom of the 4th. With 1 out, Nick Castellanos doubled. Kershaw then threw a wild pitch, moving Castellanos to 3rd, and Tyler Stevenson got the run home.
Just the thought of that. There's a high chopper to short. Seager will back up and field it. Only play is to get Stevenson at first base. Castellanos will score the Reds' 1st run of the afternoon. RBI ground out for Stevenson. His 41st RBI of the season. It's now 6-1 Dodgers.
Neither team scored in the 5th, but the Reds got another run back in the bottom of the 6th. The newest Red, TJ Friedl, came on the pinch hit for Justin Wilson leading off the inning, and he made his first big league hit a memorable one.
Here's the pitch to Friedl. He swings the first pitch and hammers one deep right field, way back and gone. T.J. Friedl's first big league hit is a home run.
Right into the teeth of the wind. But I'm not sure that a hurricane would have stopped that ball.
He smoked it out of here. The first pitch that he sees from Tony Gonsolin.
The Reds cut the lead to two in the bottom of the eighth. With one out, Friedl singled off Tony Gonsolin. Second baseman Jonathan India then delivered.
And India rips a line drive, pulled past Turner at third and down the line into the corner. Friedl's around second. He's getting the wave around third. Trouble in the corner for Lux. And into second base with an RBI double, Jonathan India. And it's 6-3 Dodgers.
After Kyle Farmer struck out, Nick Castellanos brought India home.
Right-hander Trinan's ready. And he deals to Castellanos, who loops a liner over Pujols at first and into right field for a base hit. India scores from third. It's now 6-4 Dodgers. And that brings Tyler Stephenson to the plate, representing the tying run here in the eighth. Castellanos has his second hit today. He's on for the third time. And that is RBI number 83 for the Reds right fielder.
After the Dodgers scored in the third, Tony Santion, Justin Wilson, Art Warren, and Amir Garrett combined for five innings of shutout baseball. That changed in the ninth when Jeff Hoffman took over on the mound. With one out, Mookie Betts walked. Trey Turner singled, moving Betts to second base. Justin Turner was next up.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. And it's a ground ball, deep short. Farmer bobbles, recovers, one play first, high throw, sails it over Stephenson, off the netting. A run will score, and around to third base goes Trey Turner. And the Dodgers have, in fact, added to their lead.
Max Muncy was then hit by a pitch to load the bases. Then with Corey Seager at the plate, Hoffman gave them an easy run.
Payoff pitch coming. Low and inside, missed badly with a fastball, and Jeff Hoffman has just walked in a run. That played Trey Turner from third. The bases remain loaded. Still just one out in this ninth inning.
Well, there's nobody throwing in the Reds' bullpen.
So we go to the bottom of the ninth. Kenley Jansen takes over on the mound for L.A. A. Eugenio Suarez flew out to begin things. That brought Joey Votto to the plate.
Here's the pitch to Votto. He swings and drives one to right field. Well hit. Betts turns and looks. It's gone. Joey Votto, first ball swinging against Kenley Jansen. Drives it out of here on a line over the right field wall.
Mike Moustakas then went down swinging for out number two, and Jansen ended it against Tucker Barnhart.
And fires the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes, Tucker Barnhart to end the ball game, and that's all. Reds fall 8-5 to the Dodgers at Great American Ballpark this afternoon. Dodgers take the series, handing the Reds their eighth straight series loss.
Here are the totals for Los Angeles. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Cincinnati, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They strand at 3. Kershaw the winner, 10-7. Miley the loser, 12-7. No save in the game. Home runs, L.A., Smith number 25, Lux number 7, Seager number 10, for Cincinnati, Friedl number 1, and Votto number 31. Game time, 3 hours and 9 minutes, 26,621 at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from Reds manager, David Bell.
David, have you noticed any kind of common problems with Wade over the last 4 starts or so?
He's been so good for the whole year. Definitely the last few times out, he hasn't felt as good. So definitely want to make sure that he's healthy. And of course, there's fatigue this time of year. Definitely want to take a close look at that and make sure everything's okay. Obviously, we need him the rest of the way. But he's been so good most of the year. When have a couple rough starts, you definitely need to check into it really close. So we'll make sure we do that.
Just how difficult is it right now in that clubhouse dropping your 8th straight series?
Yeah, it's still the fact still remains that we have really important games left to play. So there's just no time to think about it, no time to dwell on it, and there's just no choice to make. I mean, the only choice is to move forward. That's on choosing to think about it, and that's how our team will approach it the rest of the way.
Monday night, the Pittsburgh Pirates are in town to begin a three-game series. Vladimir Gutierrez goes to the mound for the Reds against left-hander Dylan Peters. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Dodgers beat the Reds 8-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.